live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News at 7:05.
30 degrees with a fair sky and a wind chill of 20. Good morning from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. I'm Chuck Samples. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team here today. Increasing clouds in 45. Chance of sprinkles and flurries late tonight, but not lasting very long. Turning partly cloudy after midnight, a low of 30. And then for Thanksgiving Day, turning sunny with a high of 47 and just a light southeast breeze for much of the day. Forecast details with Doug Myers and the TV 13 weather team are coming up. Well, Wreaths Across America organizers are very pleased with how things have gone here so far this month, and capping things off in a large degree with the Honor a Hero event at the Lyon County Fairgrounds yesterday. Organizer Clay Childs joining us right now on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line.
Clay, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to update everybody. But first off the gate, I want to just wish everybody out there in the Founding City Veterans Day and the surrounding area a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's got to be a happy Thanksgiving for you guys here.
Oh, absolutely. I know you got other shows booked, but we did want to give you an update on the progress yesterday. And like I told Ron a second ago, get ready to have your mind blown on this day before Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, we know the goal was 2,333 wreaths that we could lay at the graves of veterans buried at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery. And you are inching ever so close to that goal. How close are we, Clay?
Well, yesterday, it was a fantastic event. We collected $1,761 in cash. So I got to get that right, $1,761 in cash. And then we collected from sponsors that called us and said they got checks to pick up, and our point-of-sale people, Pizza Ranch, Bobby D's, Sweet Granada, Nature's Paradise, all had opportunities to donate through those businesses. Those checks totaled $6,882 for a grand total of $8,643 for our fundraising closeout for this year. And here goes the big numbers here. That allowed us to purchase that 508 wreaths, plus doing it through the American Legion gave up to a total of 657 wreaths. So we have well exceeded our goal of 2,333. And I just want to tell you about one other major corporate sponsor. That would be J.M. Smucker's, better known as Hostess here in Emporia. A couple of weeks ago, you know, it was looking like we were going to be a little bit tight. And they contacted us and said, how many do you think you're going to need? And Rochelle said, I think we're 500 short right now. And that corporate sponsor came through with that donation of 500 wreaths. So that's, again, doing it through the Legion, that's a total of 647 through them. So here comes the mind-blowing numbers, if I can make sure I got all of my numbers here right. The grand total, we wanted to get 2,333. We got funds to pay for 3,313, which means 949 are going to next year's ceremony.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Incredible. Big number.
So not only were we able to cover every veteran in the Maplewood Memorial Lawn, the largest cemetery, you know, in Emporia and Lyon County, for a fantastic event this year, we got the energy to pay it forward and do it again next year. And I just can't tell you how grateful I am to be living, you know, in such a fantastic veteran-supporting community.
That is, I don't think anybody had that in mind when you guys got started with this here, you know, several months ago. And when you guys, you and Rochelle specifically came on board here in late October, earlier this month, this is far and away, I think, surpassing any projections that you guys may have dreamed of.
Absolutely. I mean, you just can't imagine, you know, being helping with the organization of this, and you have, you know you're going to get some response and some expectations, but I can't tell you, well, like I say, my mind is blown. Since early October, we've arranged for the purchase of over 2,000 wreaths, and since that's going through the American Legion with our sponsorship, that's an extra 600, so that's about, you know, 2,500 wreaths that we've sponsored in the last 30 days, I would say. What an amazing, amazing community and amazing support.
Yeah, the giving nature of this area is just, you're right, Clay, mind-blowing. and phenomenal. So what a ceremony this is going to be coming up on December 13th. And volunteers, we need them. We really need them now, don't we?
Absolutely. We're, believe it or not, we're already sitting at 190 that have volunteered with Scott online, but we need about 300. So, again, this is a great opportunity for community service hours for our youth, schools, other groups that want to be out there. Would be fantastic. A lot of information. The website's hard to remember. If you just search for Reeves Across America Emporia, it'll take you to the Maplewood Memorial Lawn. You can click on it. It'll get you to the Maplewood Memorial Lawn page, and there's a volunteer button on there where you can sign up. And then also all that information will be posted on the American Legion website, emporialegion.org.
Yeah, we need some volunteers to help unload the trucks. Also, the graves that the wreaths are going to be laid on will be marked. And then, of course, the wreath laying that will be happening on December 13th. And then in January of 2026, when we need to pick those wreaths up and get them out of Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery. So a lot of volunteer hours are available for those who want to help and be a part of Wreaths Across America. And again, that ceremony coming up December 13th. So yesterday turned out to be a good day, Clay?
Oh, yeah, it was a little bit blustery, like you say, a little bit windy. Yeah. But, boy, it warms your heart, you know, when you see the people turn out and you have our, police department, sheriff's office, and fire department all out there supporting us. Again, they're going to be working this weekend. Let's remember to thank those people that are serving our community as well. Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope everybody travels safe and comes back to us so we can be out there on December 13th to honor and remember some heroes.
Great job. Appreciate the update, Clay. Congratulations.
Thanks for working us in. I'm glad I was able to call in with some, not only some good news, some, like I say, mind-blowing news.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Clay.
Thank you, guys.
Clay Childs joining us again. Wreaths Across America, not only finishing out the fundraising to get the 20.